say? How are you, Rav Moshe?
Unmuted.
You didn't.
Yeah. Okay. The Rav is speaking to three people. I hope you are.
We teach Torah, that's all. It's exactly. Not easy.
Kalas, kalas, kashas. Wait, there'll be 24 people when we're done.
So, the Gemara said on the top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, why do we know that the Dishon of Me'el Mizbeach HaPnimi takes precedence to the Hatova Samanera? So the Gemara says very simply in Mavir Nala Mitzvahs that the Mizbeach Hazor was closer to the door of the Heichal than the Menorah and the Shulchan. And the Gemara explains that since the Menorah has to be and the Shulchan have to be opposite each other, so they pushed the Menorah, they had to push the Mizbeach further out. We could have perhaps asked the question, maybe they should push them out and push the Mizbeach Hazov back, that the Gemara doesn't go into. But that's not what I'm going to. So the Gemara now, following through on this principle of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So the Gemara now tells me that there's something else. The Gemara makes an aside. Omarova, about seven, eight lines on the top of the page. Right under the line where it says Shmais Chavok. From Rish Lakish, we can derive another halach. Then it's Avure Dara Atotefta. He's talking about halach and Hukus Torah. Avure Dara Atotefta. Also, to pass over the Shol Yad, to go to the Shol Rosh, that's also Hechi Ovid. We go Midara, we go Litotefta. We go from the Shol Yad till the Shol Rosh. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi has a pshat, and Tosis has a number of pshat. Midrash Lakish, the Omer Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. He articulated the principle of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. Ivuri Dara Tortefka. La'acha Tfilin Sheb Israya, to postpone the Tfilin Sheb Yav, Bishvil Tfilin Sheb Shroish, and to give the priority to the Tfilin Sheb Roish, also, to Israya Pogat Chila. As you're lifting your arm, your arm pierces your arm before the other arm before it pierces this height of the head. So therefore, Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs, you have the opportunity to put on the shoyad, you mechayev to do so. So hechi ovid, so what do you have to do? Midara l'toytefta, go from daras the hand, is l'toytefta, l'toytefas, meaning the shoyad rosh, l'toytefas ben enechem, and azroya yovoy al rosh. From the hand, you should come to the head, meaning aniach shebaroy azroya tchilo. First, put on the tefillin shel yad, and then put on the shel rosh. Now, Tois is going to object to this pshat. And I'll ask you, Akasha, have a little bit of a problem with Tois at the end. According to Tois' first pshat. Iburi dara atotefto, that to pass the shel yad and go to the shel rosh, the Rashi said, is an Indian of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. Now, where did we learn Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs? I mean, this is important to keep in track, because otherwise we're not going to understand Tosis. So Rashi told us, but on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Nafkum on the Mechilta, the Shmartim as HaMatzis, Kori Be'as HaMitzvahs, Lo Sal, Sach Netzlo, Shetach Mitzvah B'Yashim. Don't pass by and let a mitzvah become old. It means as soon as you have the opportunity to do it, and that's the principle of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs. So that we learn from the Pasuk, the Shmartim as HaMatzis. That in light of that, we will understand Tosis Klash on Rashi. Perish Rashi. Aniach Tefillin Baroish, Kodim Sheniach Tefillin Shoyad, as Jews tend to do. So the rather that the Aniach Tefillin Baroish, Kodim Sheniach Tefillin Shoyad, to put on the Shoresh before the Shoyad, that we can't do. Also, because Mavar on this is Tefillin Shoyad. He's passing over the Mrs. Tefillin Shoyad. We have to do the Shoyad first. That's what I meant to say the Jews do. The Pogra Baroish is Roya. His arm is opposite his other arm, Kodim Shiyagi El Rosh, before it reaches the height of his head. The Koshal of Perusha, that according to Rashi, then, the guiding principle which obligates us to put on the Shal Yad before the Shal Rosh is a general principle in Hilchos Mitzvahs, the Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. But yet the Gemara in Menacha says there's a specific limud which is specific to Tefillin, not a general limud. because of the Perusho, Yemai Iriyam and the Rish Lokish. Yemai, when baking and invoking Rish Lokish, but the general printer, Tape Claim, the Alma Reisha Kamis Rabba, the Gemara says in Menachos, Rishu Meniach, Meniach Shoyad, Vachakach Shorosh. The Gemara says specifically, you have to put on the Shoyad and Shorosh. Why the Chsiv, Ukshakam, the Oisa Yodecho, Vahoda, 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 comes after Ukshartam Lo Yisrael Yodecho. That's the Seder that you have to put on the Tefillah. So now, if according to Rashi, that we're deriving this from Avir and Alamitzvah, then we wouldn't need the Pasuk in Menachos. So Tosis then is not convinced that this applies to Avir and Alamitzvah in such a case where my arm is there before the head, and therefore I have to take out the Shayah. I'll take out the Shorosh first. Tosis is not convinced. This is Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. And therefore, that's why the Gemara, in fact, had to bring the Pasuk of Vahu L'Toy Tofos. Now, Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam. Now, I have a hard time putting the Rabbeinu Tam. I'm struggling to put the Rabbeinu Tam back into the Gemara. The Shem Rav Haigor. He quotes, Rabbeinu Tam quotes Rav Haigor. So we're there, they were high powered shot. This is rather unusual that in the Balei HaTosfos that we bring the Gemara. We don't often bring the Gemara. And of Haigon especially, I don't recall being brought too much. I just want to stop at the moment that Be'ez Hashem tonight she was dedicated. The Nishmas, my mother Aleha Shalom, today is a Yortzeit. Baruch Chavah Masrav Zalman. It was Mi'eskus Aliyas Neshama for her. And we should maybe she be a Meletzis Yosha for the entire Mishpacha Be'ez Hashem for the Klal Yisrael.
And Nisham Shalom.
Haigon said, we're not talking about when you put on the tefillin. When you put on the tefillin, we know that you have to put on the shalyad first, then the shalroish, and then in reverse, when you take them off, you have to take off the shalroish and then the shalyad. Right. And that's not what we're talking about. After you take the tefillin off, and you're going to put them in a tefillin bag. Now, they had tefillin bags which were shaped differently than ours. Ours are rectangular, and the tefillin lie side by side. Theirs were vertical, and the tefillin lay one on top of the other. Don't take off the shalyad, and put them in the tefillin case first, and then you put the shalyad on top of it. The im came kashiyavu lehaniach. If you come to put them on, yifke b'shorosh tchila. You'll hit the shorosh first. The yitzarach lahavar ala mitzvahs, and you'll have to be mavar ala mitzvahs. This is the real mavar ala mitzvahs because I'm here. I'm picking up the shorosh in my hand already, and I'm not going to put it on. Mishum the shoyad yesh lehaniach tchila from the pirashi, as we learned from a pasuk that you have to put on the shoyad first. You got tzarach lehaniach tik shorosh tchila first, put in the shorosh. And then put the shoyad l'mayla. So tomorrow morning, when you come to take out the tefillin, which is the first one you're going to hit, you'll hit the shoyad. So then you won't have a problem. Then Mavir and Alamitzus, who's going to hit the shorosh and have to pick up the shorosh to get under it to get to the shoyad. So I'm going to violate Ein Mavir and Alamitzus. Now let's try to put the Rabbeinu Tam back into the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shlomo Rabbeinu Shlokish, Ivurei Dara Ato Tefto. To push away the shell yad for the shell roish is also. Now that's not what we're talking about. Avuri dara to tefta. Also, hechi ovid, go midara lit to tefta. Go from the shell yad to the shell roish. So that's where we're ending up. Well, what is the Gemara's description? That avuri dara to tefta, that don't skip over the shell yad for the shell roish. I mean, that's not the issue. We're not skipping over the shalyad. I shouldn't skip over the shalyad, roish, but the shalyad. That's what it's telling us. That's what Rav Haigor is saying. So, I don't know how to put him back into the Gemara. I'm struggling with how to, as they say, to zetz the words, to put the word, to fit the word, the regular time into the words. Rabbeinu Eliyahu Zatzal Mefarash. And Rabbeinu Eliyahu has a very creative pshat. a very creative pshat. He says, what are we talking about? Ilenyan mishmush ayri. We are talking about, there's a halacha that when you're wearing a tefillin, it's twice mitzad adin, and then there are many times mitzad minig, depending what you've been talking about. Mitzad hadin yimachoyev, each time you mention the tefillin, shartam lo yis, or yu letoy tofos, shartam asam lo soyedicham, or yu letoy tofos beinenecham, yimachoyev to touch the tefillin. You are mechuyev to touch the tefillin. That's mitzad adin. So Mermelo, it's telling me that when you touch the tefillah, which one should you touch first? Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. So he learns like Rashi, that ein mavirin, that the shol yad, your hand is closer to the shol yad than it is to the shol rosh. So touch the shol yad first. Why don't I learn from the pasuk boyle to itofas ben anecho? Because I'm not talking about that, telling me about one, how to put the tefillah on. But once the tefillah is on, which one should I touch first? So Rashi is correct, he says, and they might be another mitzvah in that regard, that if you're dealing with touching the tefillin, the halacha is supposed to touch the shoyad and then touch the shorosh. So what he's telling me is don't skip over the shoyad to the shorosh. First stop with the shoyad and then go to the shorosh. And that's the Mabir and Alamitzis. And like that, I cannot learn out from the Pasuk in Menachos, because the Pasuk in Menachos only tells me how I have to put the tefillin on, but not which one I should touch first. So one, let's first finish the Tosis. So this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mefarsh, the Linyan Mishmushayr, the Chayim on the Menachos of Tefillin Kol Shor. A person has to constantly touch his tefillin. I said, Mitzad Adin, we do it by Uksharka. And we learn from the Tzitz that a person had to declare, God, let a coach, there shouldn't be Hesach Adin. He had to touch the Tzitz all the time. First touch the shel yad, because they're closer to the other hand. Now, Tosis says apparently that the Shulchan Aruch brings that you have to do it when you say the pasuk of tefillah in the first parsha and the second parsha. The minhagim that I have, I believe they're from minhag, they're Polish minhagim. They could even be Galiciana minhagim for that matter. So in our Mesiris, we touched the tefillin four other times during the davening. When we get Hashem Shemayim, also we touch the tefillin, and we get in fact five of them. Then we do Yismucho Hashemayim b'Sagu La'aretz in Hodu. We touch the tefillin. When we do again Yismucho Hashemayim in Yichvoy, we touch the tefillin. And we touch the tefillin again by Paseach HaSedech HaMashpilach HaLcharot. That's the minhag that I have. I believe the Polish minhagim, probably Galatiyah from what I'm hearing from the Chassidim, I think Galatiyah minhag. But that's a little bit consistent with what Tosa says, that we should constantly be touching the tefillin to make sure that there's no Hesach Hadas, that we remember constantly that we're wearing tefillin. And it happens to be there's another thing, that the tefillin sometimes slide around. So this way, if we touch them, we realize if they slid, we put them back in the right place. We should be in the time limits for properly. So as I said, I don't know how to put the Rabbeinu Tam back into the Gemara on the first one, Iguri Dara Totefta. Awesome. It should be Iguri Totefta Adara. That's what's awesome. The same of Iran Alamitsu. So I shouldn't have to take the Shorosh out of the way for the Shalyat. So the Gemara, as I said, I have a hard time putting the Rabbeinu Tam back into the Rabbeinu Tam back into the Gemara.
Let's just talk about when you put it in. To put it in, you should put the Shel Rosh first and then the Shel Yam.
Avure Dara is at least passed over the Shel Rosh for the Shel Yam.
Avure Dara
for the Shel Rosh, that's awesome. I mean, to the contrary, what you're supposed to do
is
do the Shel Rosh first. And anyhow, I don't think you could make an Easter out of this. That also bothers me. How do you make an Easter out of this? You're going to have an Easter tomorrow when it's in Mavir and Alamitzis.
Yeah, so that may be what he's referring to. He's referring to when you take it out, it's Usher. So therefore, when you put it in, you better put it in the right way.
I guess so. I guess you'll have to say that since I shouldn't. Again, it's not a Vure Dara Totefta. That's not the issue that I'm passing the Shoyah. The issue is that if I take it out the reverse way, I'm passing over the shol rosh for the shol yad.
When you put it in, don't put the shol yad first. Put in the shol
yad. Means don't pass over the shol yad for the shol rosh. To take away the shol yad for the shol rosh, that's what's awesome. When I'm putting it in, I'm dafka supposed to take away.
Yeah, you're right.
I just, as I say, I have a hard time. I don't know how to zest the words.
And according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you're doing it on the pus, Rabbi Leo rather, if you're talking on the pus of Ukshatim Osa Yadecha, logic would tell you anyway you have to do the yad first because that's the way the pusuk said. You're doing it according to the pusuk.
Exactly. I presume, in other words, he was not so precise. It's when you said the pasuk, you did both. In other words, we are meticulous in the sense that when we do sharp and we do boil the toy to Christ, we touch the shoulders. When you say that pasuk, you touch the shoulders and the shoulder. Not the dafka, you know, phrase by phrase. You're right. Okay, so our cop one, and we have three pshatim in this gemara. And none of them are perfect. And that's why we have three pshatim. If we had one pshat that was perfect, the whole world would learn that. So we have three pshatim, and each pshat has somewhat of its difficulties. So that's why the reasonable people have reasonable differences of opinion. Okay, so that is an aside. Now we come back to our subject. We were talking about the Seder HaMaroch. The Gemara says, "Matovas chomish neiros koydim ledam atonit." Now, just let me give you a preview of what's at the bottom of the page, because otherwise, as you go down the daf is mysterious. And I was going down the daf as I learned it, down the daf, and I was bothered by a very obvious question, and I figured probably the Gemara is going to get to it, and I was right, all the way at the bottom of the page, the Gemara got to it. And that is, why in the world do we break up the Hatovas HaNeiros? Let's tell Father the Sheet of Moistrush. And according to Rama, means to relight the Neiros in the morning, and I don't think anyone in the world yet has discovered what the Rambam's source for this is. The Rambam is very unique. The general understanding of Hatovas HaNeiros is that you clean the menorah. If you want to see a tremendous amount of Torah on the cleansing of the menorah, look at the Eir HaChayim in the beginning of Parshas Balos. And exactly how it was made, it's a little bit hard to understand everything there, but it's very interesting. But you go through, and he goes through exactly all the how it was put together and how thick it was and whatever. Very interesting. If you look at the Arachayim and last week's parsha. But why is it if we're doing a Tovas HaNeiros that we break up into 5 and 2? Why don't we do all 7 in one shot? Wouldn't that be the logical way to do it? I mean, would you think, for example, you came on Hanukkah to clean your menorah? So, okay, last night I lit 5. So I'll clean 3 now, and then I'll come back a while later and do the last 2. It seems very, very disorganized back in such a fashion. If you're cleaning the menorah, listen, you come, you bring the tekelim that you need to clean it, and you do the job from the beginning until the end, and that's it, and they'll go on to the next thing. Why break it up into 5 and 2? So we're going to learn from Sukkah, because of the fact that it says baboker, baboker, is there's an implication that it has to be in 2 parts. That question is why exactly it has to be in 2 parts, we're going to see. If we need that, according to Rish Lakish, the breaking up into 2 parts could even be, I'm not sure, we'll have to see if according to Rish Lakish, we necessarily have to have a possible.
Wasn't one of
Rish Lakish that we don't need? I told you Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. Rabbi Yochanan says pshat later baboker baboker, that it means in 2 parts of the morning. So there has to, Gemara's going to spell out, there has to be an avoda in between those. Now once we know there has to be an avoda, so the question is how we should break it up. So the Gemara basically tells us we should break it up, we should do Roiv of the Neiris in the first time. If we're doing the mitzvah, we should do Roiv. So then the Gemara is going to get into the question, well, if we're going to do, maybe we should do six, do the maximum amount. So the Gemara is going to show that it's mukhlak, you have to leave over two from a pasuk, that you have to have two for the last round. And you could also ask, why don't you have four? But Alamai, the point in the Gemara is to push it to the max. That's why the Gemara got involved with five. The Gemara doesn't even bother to ask to do four. The Gemara asked five, do the max, or five, or maybe let's do six too. Just leave one for the second round. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan learned from Apostle.
Weren't one of the Neros still lit in the morning?
Yeah, that's the Ner Marovi was always lit.
So if the Ner Marovi was always lit, they couldn't clean it out.
So that's obviously one of the, what seemed to be one of the ones they left over.
And exactly. They, so.
And right, that so we'd see closer to the later on, exactly, I don't know when, that you know, they fixed up that Ner.
And it would make sense that they also didn't clean the Ner that was right next to the Ner Maravi, so that they shouldn't bang into it. They shouldn't.
Whatever it is, according to the Gemara's going to learn it from a Pashtus. But at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rish Lakish, we have to ask ourselves why we split five and two. I don't know if that's going to be so clear. The Rish Lakish says this was done for a totally different reason than the Gemara is going to spell out. I just want to spell out, otherwise the Gemara is confusing. You go down, the Gemara is saying five and two, like why in the world are there five and two? It just creates a fog about the Gemara. That's why I'm giving you a little bit a preview of what's at the bottom of the page. So as we go down the page, we'll be sympathetic to where the Gemara is coming from. But Shlokar says they broke it up because they wanted to make the most tumult early in the morning, you know, to get the Kayanim up and running. So they wanted to make a lot of tumult. So Ramela, they didn't do it in one spot. They started, they went out, they went back again to make maximum amount of, you know, commotion. That's what it was about. So according to him, it comes out you really would not have a necessity necessarily to have an avoid in between, which is a little funny spot in the Gemara, as we'll see. Okay, so that's the basic setup of what takes taking place. So in the Braisa, this Abaye Hava Masada said to the Maroch, according to Abba Shaul, so it said the following, that we did the Dishna Mizbech HaPnimi, we did before that Tobas Chomesh Neiris. That Tobas Chomesh Neiris is Kodim L'Dam HaTomet. The Dam HaTomet is before that Tobas Shtei Neiris. And finally, that Tobas Shtei Neiris is Kodim HaTomet. So, now let's come back and let's see what the Gemara wants to do and how it wants to follow. So we see, the question is, why don't we put it after the Dam HaTomet? The Dam HaTomet, Kodim LaTova Shtei HaNeiros. So the Dam HaTomet is in between. It's after the five and before the two. My time, where do we get this from? Omar Abaya, Ahuba Boker Baboker, the Shnei Gizri Gziri Eitzen. The Baboker Baboker, it says Bashleg Ziri Eitzen. So the Gemara says the Leitzricha, we don't need the Moai. Rashi says, let's go to Rashi. Baboker Baboker, the Shnei Zirin, Leitzorach, the Omran Mach Shirodev. We have a principle that though we're going to precede other things because they're a Machshir, they in fact, in other words, are a step, you know, for bringing the Karbonus. And therefore, for bringing Kapora, they're a Machshir. We're going to see this more in later in the Gemara. We don't need the Sukkim Baboker Baboker for that. So therefore, we have two extra Babokers Babokers. Shadino Lahocha. So throw them, Rashi says, Shadino Lahocha, Shazumida B'Torah, Dova She'enu Inyan Loi, Tzneyu Inyan L'Chaveyo. It's an extra Rebun. And it has no significance vis-a-vis the Parsha that it's in directly. So we apply it, that's coming to tell me something else close by. So the Lo Tzricha Shadino Lahocha Chad Shad Yila Tovitz Chomesh Neiros. One say it's another Baboker 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 Chomesh Neiros. The Likdamei the Dam HaTomet Chad Shad Yila Dam HaTomet and place one of the Dam HaTomet the Likdamei La Tovitz Shtei Neiros. Let's see Rashi now. There's no Rashi on this. Chad Shad Yila Tovitz Chomesh Neiros the Likdamei La Dam HaTomet. So Rashi the Hochot Los of Hochot Trei. So Rashi says the hochot loss of hochot tray. Hochot loss of atovas neiros. See baboker baboker. Behind the shadina alei chad, and then we add one from the shnei kizra eats, and it's a tlosa. Right, the shinanin alei kada omar chad shodin the dama tomet. So one remains, right? One we put for the tomet. The tomet is a kibbutz chotas of a boker. So we added that on to the tomet. So it's as if the tomet has two. The chad shodin the dama tomet. The niktim in a tomet shnei neiros. So the three we say that we add one to the tomet's chomish neiros. And since it says baboker baboker in that pasuk, so it's as if there are three. And then we added one to the Talmud, and the Talmud had one babokas, if it has two babokas. Oh. Avagav now. Avagav the hochatrei v'hochatrei. So Rashi explains, Avagav the hochatrei v'hochatrei. Hane mechperei sha'olim mechaperes al esed. That oil is a mechaperes on an assay. Ba'alo yisasei shenitig la'asei. K'moshe l'kamam apirken. So even though it comes out that there is if there was two by the is a, there are two by the Tovah Shtei Neiros and two by the Talmud, but nevertheless mechaper odif, the mechaper is odif because the mechaper, you know, the Talmud brings kapor, it brings kapor for mitzvahs loyse asay and a mitzvahs loyse asay shani submitted asay, there is kapor for that. So meila that automatic that would take once it's a tie that would take precedence. So now the Gemara says the following. So the Gemara now, Omale Rav Papa L'Abaye. So you're the one, the Rabbi, that taught us this whole Abaye Havim Masad Seyed Amarok. If you're looking for places to apply it, so why don't you put one on the Mizeach, on the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnim, with the Nektim and the Dama Tomet? That should be before the Dama Tomet. The Ochot Los of Ochot Rei, that'll be now 3-2. So what do we have in the Bryce? So we have the following. So why do we say it was on the Tovas Chomish Neiros? We could put it on the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi will be the one. And we won't put it on the Tovas Chomish Neiros. Right? So that's what the Gemara is asking. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is a little bit tricky at this point. They mechad shad in the dishim is beachapnim. They mechad in the dam atomim. The hochat loser, the hochat rei. Mechad shad in the dam atomim. The nachim la tovas chomish neiros. So in other words, we would change the seder. We have the dishim is beachapnim. Then the tovas and neiros, and then the atomim. So why don't I apply one pasuk to the dishim is beachapnim, and that'll be the one that goes before the atomim. And wanted the Talmud, and the Talmud will come before all the Hatovas on Eris. And I, the Avagav, the Hochatrei, the Hochatrei. So it'll only be 2-2, because one I used up for the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. So I'll tell you the same svara, the Chaper Odin, that the Oila, the Korban, is a Mechaper. So the Gemara says the following: Im Kain, if you wanted to do that, so you're going to push the five Neiris also after the Talmud. And the extra next two neiros, the second section, is also after the Talmud. If Sukhibamamav Sekhislahu, with what are you going to separate these two Hatobas HaNeiros? So Rashi says, Imke, the Kademis lay the Dama HaTomid, that you're pushing the Dama HaTomid before the Hatobas Chomish Neiros. If Sukhibamai Pusak, the Hatobas Neiros, how do you divide up the neighbors into the two sections, the 5 and 7, what makes for the Hesed La'abashor? Came into Islam, Meitiv. Because he says Meitiv, V'achar kach yachter. Dama tomed, and achar kach yachter, and then you're going to bring, the Torah is going to be later on, you can't bring the Torah at that. So Dama tomed taktem, so you're going to put the Dama tomed before the Atomas Neiros. V'ach Torah the achar, and you're going to have to put the Torah at the end. So where are you going to put them? You're going to put all the Hatovas in between the Talmud and the Keteris. So if you could put the Keteris before the end, so you could put the Keteris after the Chomish Neiros. But since he holds, you have to put the Keteris at the end, so where's all the Hatovas going to be? In between the Talmud and the Keteris. Where is Avod the Tapsiku? And so what Avod is going to divide them into? So you won't divide them. So there won't be a formal division in between. So now let's go back to the Gemara. So that's what Rashi just inserted that. You could have done that according to Rish Lakish. Why do you have two sections of the Octobas and Eres? There's a Hargish called Azorah Kula Shabbat to make a commotion in the Azorah. To get the Koyane moving. Rashi, Onikola, Rishim, and Lokshdomar, Ein Havsakosan, and the Harbers, Hergish, meaning, what is that? Mahalach Tzias, people marching around, and the early morning tumult in the Azora, which will get to all the Koyane, oh, they're starting the Azora, and everyone will run down to join into the Avoid. Elo, Yechon, and the Omar Baboka Baboka. You learn it from a Posse, Chalkeel, Shnei Bekorim. Divide up the Atovas and Eris into two parts of the morning. Is my equal or my what are you going to say? Rashi Shaper, it's going back to Rishab Shaper, Yeshua Yapsik Benayam, Hamptin Benaylo, the Elo. Just make a stoppage between the five and the two. All you want to do is make as much lotus with the corners, without the Avoid of time. So you could ask such a question according to Rabbi Yochanan. But obviously, what the Gemara is saying is that Abai has been followed by Shlokish's, Rabbi Yochanan's view. And Rabbi Yochanan's view is that it comes from a pasuk. And the Rabbi Yochanan Dorash Baboka Baboka Rashi, a Tivai, Chalkeu the Beis Neirus, the Shnei Bekorim, cut off the Neirus into two. In other words, are the two Neirus, the Shnei Bekorim, Eilu Yikad Mulavoy the Achas, and these will come before Avoy the Achas, Alma Yesh Avoy the Beneyim. There has to be an avoid in between. Well, we'll put the Mizdishon and Mizbeach HaPnimi first. If the Atova would come before the Dishon, we're back to the problem of Mavar Ala Mitzvahs that we started with on the top of the page, because the Mizbeach HaZov was closer to the outside of the Heichal than the Menorah. So you can't do that. Mavra ala mitzvahs vavodo, sulek ala haktim. You're going to be mavra ala vavodo, sulek ala haktim, koim ala sita b'neyem, and elamai, you want to put it smack in between them, shikulam sturas cannot be on the cross. The seder is according to the sukkim. You can't just move them around the way you want. So the fact that this was closer to the outside is inherent in the sukkim. So what's the pshat? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to have this problem that in Baboka Baboka implies they're in two sections. So Rabbi Ikalameima, what are you going to say according to him? Meaning to say it has to be broken up into two parts to be through a puzzle. Otherwise, it's just you stopped and you started. It's like you stopped in the middle of Shmonesra for 2 minutes and then you proceeded. So what's breaking it up into two parts? If the breakup is merely for the sake of making a tumult, so tumult you make. You can make a lot of as much tumult as you want. But if you want to tell me it's two separate sections halachically, then there has to be something interspersed in between them to divide the two. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not going to have anything in between. And therefore, that's why the Atovas Aneiros has to precede the tumult. That's what the Gemara says. That's apparently Gemara says, suggesting that Abai follows Rabbi Yochanan. Omale Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, I don't understand. Had Baboka Baboka the Eitzim. He told me, Mimi Yater, is it extra? Boile the Gufe, the Gomarachman and the Kadmul or the Maroch Shneer. The Shneer Gizra Eitzim should be before a Maroch Shneer Shal Kitaris, for the Kitaris. So the Mara said, that I wouldn't need a Possum. Omale, Vulavni, Ukim, the Oleh, Homolayam Chavarto. It should, and therefore, as the Mara said, Michal, the Isa, the Chavarto, there is something there already. So that the Gemara took care of before. So now, Maishno the Oven Atobas Chomish Neiris Bereisha. Why do we do five Neiris? Navar Atobas Shnei Neiris Bereisha. We're dividing them up, and we're going to see there's a basis that the two at least have to be distinct from the others. So do the two first. Versus given the Ischul Behu. Once you start Oved Ruba, and as I mentioned, you could have done four, but the Gemara is saying, why do four? I should do the maximum amount that I could do. So the Gemara says, if we're dealing with doing the maximum amount that I could do, it's benavet shis. So then I should do six already, push it to the max, leave one over. This is there it says the pasuk in this and he divorced on Neiros. Then on Neiros chusos mishtaim, and Neiros is not less than two. So therefore, you cannot have less than two in this section. Rashi until here. Is it Rashi? No, we'll hold it at this point, Rabbi Yisai. We'll pick up Ezra Hashem's Baruch next week on Monday. We're going to go over now to the Sira Sharon.